present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
What a week again on the market. So we had a negative week this week. The last few weeks have been positive, but not this week. Dow Jones off 1.4%. S&P back into bear territory, down 3.3% for the week, off over 20% year to date. NASDAQ for the week down 5.6%, off 33%. Can I say that again? Off 33% for the year. So let me just digress there for a second. You know, a lot of people out there are saying, yeah, I'm down. I feel bad. Money's, of course, I understand that. But are you down over 33% or more? And if so, why? Realize that a lot of people out there are down 33% or more right now year to date. Okay, I'm just making a statement. MSCI EAFE down 25.9%. That's the International Stock Index. The bond market off 15.7% year to date. That's the bond market, right? Oil's up 23%. So what happened this past week that essentially rocked the rally that was coming? And remember, you remember I've been talking about this. It was, I think it was due to the election. It's next week, as you know. Hope you all get out and vote, please. Cast your ballot, vote. If you don't like what's happening, then vote. Stop complaining. Get out there and vote. So I think that's behind us now. The market's now reacting to the Fed once again. And this past week, we saw three events that really determine what's going on in the market and why you saw what's going on this week, which was down. So what were they? Well, first, we had Wednesday, Chairman Powell speak as a result of the FOMC meeting to talk about what they're doing with interest rates. Then we had the jobs report on Friday, which again is a signal of what the Fed may do because of jobs. And then we also had a manufacturing index come out on Thursday, which talks about what businesses are doing. So all those things were important this past week. And I'll just break it down in terms of what happened. So first was the Fed decision. That was clearly the biggest thing we saw all week. And if you look at it as a guide to what the future means, I'm going to say this. Overall, again, this is my 30,000-foot view, I think we are closer to the end of this Fed raising rates than the beginning. And you may say, well, Dave, it's November. They started this back in January. Are you saying that this could be another 10 months? Because that is less than 11. Yeah, it's possible. All right, there's your answer there. So as you heard, they raise rates 0.75%, 0.75%. And I'm going to say this. I think as a result of hearing what he had to say, that that was a dovish scenario, meaning it's not as hawkish, not as extreme as maybe you've been hearing from other people. Why am I saying that? Well, because he said that in the future, meaning December, which is the next meeting, they're going to raise 50 basis points. And I don't know about you, but it's simple math. Is 50 less than 75? Yes. Is that positive or negative in terms of what's going on? Well, I see it as a positive, even though it's telling us what it is. It's slightly positive. So that's why I'm changing my opinion that that was a dovish meeting overall. And that even though he went on to talk, as again, you know, you ask him questions, he starts talking, and then the market reacts in a negative way because, you know, I'm going to be sufficiently restrictive. What the heck does that mean, bro? Right? Tell me what's going on here. Well, bottom line, I don't think that meeting was a bearish game changer because it returns us to where we were just 3 weeks ago. With the Fed still hiking rates, no hope of a near-term pivot, but it eliminated any potential for any kind of sustainable rally that you all have been hoping for as a result of the elections that are coming next week. So I'm going to tell you to continue to be defensive. Hopefully you own low vol stock. Hopefully you have value. Hopefully you're in defensives. Okay, and you want to maintain your exposure. Now, does that mean you get out of growth 100%? No, you can't because you never know when that cycle is going to change. But you should have been allocating your portfolio like we've been pretty much talking about all year. So the question of whether the S&P continues to go lower and test the lows we saw 3 weeks ago, which remember was around 35, low 3500s, and I've been calling 32 to 3400 as a low, it's going to depend on the Treasury and what happens with yields. If this shorter-term yield curve continues to go higher, meaning they're paying more interest on the, you know, 1.5, 2-year notes that are out there, then that's bad for stocks. So we could get back there again, like I've been saying. But remember, the keys to the bottom, the three keys to the bottom are still not there. And those are, we got to see inflation peak. We're seeing signs of it. It's coming, but it's not there yet. We need to see the Fed actually turn around, and we've got to see some kind of result in this Ukraine deal. I mean, that's the way that it goes. Those are the three keys. Now, what does that mean for you going forward? Well, I think despite the volatility we just saw this past week, that we are closer to the end of the Fed rate hikes than we are at the beginning. And markets right now and the Fed are saying that we're looking at a 5% to a 5.3% range on the terminal rate. Now, remember, a few weeks ago, it was around 4. Now they're saying it's 5 to 5.3. So for those of you borrowing money, looking at money, refinancing your loans, like all the stuff's coming up, unfortunately, you're going to probably be paying more money. So that means that you should probably take a shorter term loan if you're refining. You know, go for a year and then see where we are a year from now and then refi again. Hopefully rates have started to change and go the other way, and that'll be better for you. So while the Fed is not talking about pausing right now, they are looking at the economic data that's showing signs of slowing down. I've talked about that over the past few weeks. One of those happened this week when we had the October manufacturing index, which was favorable overall because it was showing that the supply chain pressure is easing. We also saw a drop in productivity. And that's good. That means that that inflation's starting to go the other direction. That's what we're looking for. Now, I know the jobs number, that a lot of people are talking about the jobs number. That was a pretty big deal, but it did slightly move to the favor of, again, the Fed's working. It's helping. Again, nothing big here. These are not big items, and that's why you're not seeing the market really move. Some people say, well, why did it move so much on Friday? Because of the job. No, it really wasn't because of that. So I'm going to tell you, volatility is going to continue. It's really not going anywhere for a while. I think we're going to see more lows before highs. I think we're getting close to the final leg of the Fed raising rates. And the good news for you is that the period after the last Fed rate tends to be positive overall for the markets. And again, I'm looking at history. History says in the 12 months after the final Fed rate hike, which again, we don't know when and where that's going to happen, but we're getting closer. The S&P on average was up, get this, over 15%. But keep in mind that with markets already in bear market territory right now, some, if not most, of the weakness could be in these prices. So until we see some sort of capitulation or something going on, you know, use any sort of a rally to rebalance into the areas that I've been talking about.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.